Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future. Living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow. Mad cow. Mad cow, mad cow, line dance song.
Hey, Shanghai Nation, welcome back to the show here on a Friday afternoon. Some show notes for you before we get into things. If you're looking for wrestling tonight, WCWO at the Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis, like usual. PWAS in Melvindale, Michigan. NVW in Toccoa, Georgia. The NWA in Franklin, Kentucky. BWCW in Port Huron, Michigan. RSWF in Memphis, Tennessee. And NAWD in Dallas, Texas. Tomorrow night, here in our neck of the woods, SCW in Bremerton, Washington, featuring Brutal Bob Evans from Ring of Honor. Also in our neck of the woods, CPW in Seattle, Washington, where you can find myself and Dimitri tomorrow night. Also, ECCW running up in New Westminster, British Columbia. Lucha Pride featuring Casey Carlisle in Quiltman, Texas. MCW in Joppa, Maryland. ETWA in Derby Line, Vermont. Reality of Wrestling in Texas City, Texas. The AIWF in Chattanooga, Tennessee. MMWA in St. Louis, Missouri. Pro Wrestling King in Fort Wayne, Indiana. ASPW in Shelbyville, Indiana. FEW in Miami, Florida. The NWA in Amarillo, Texas. APW in Boiling Springs, South Carolina. PWE in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Warriors of Wrestling in Staten Island, New York. PPW in Flint, Michigan, and MCI happening in Sullivan, Indiana tomorrow night, featuring the big rematch, Chief Atakulakula versus Bobo Brazil Jr. And now, with no more ado possible, we are joined once again by that idiot, and I have to do this because it's contractually obligated, so bear with me, fans. Thez, help us all.
Hey!
That's enough of that. You listeners that have listened for a long time know the arrival of Darth Carda. Darth Carda, you're back on the show, apparently.
As always, lovely to be back, I must say. Well, you know, I do it for all my fans.
All one of you.
One minute. Oh, there's more than that. There is, how should I say, gazillions. Not exaggerating.
All right. Okay.
But
well,
I just wanted to, come on here and gloat. I mean, normally I'm humble as pie, but when I went on and noticed that I was ranked number one in the QT rankings of the best, I just had to come on and, you know, say thank you. I mean, well deserved, but it's nice to get the publicity.
Now, you were tied for number one in the most recent top 9 7/8 rankings, which QT has yet to update for this week. He based last time's rankings primarily on a show that happened over 5 years ago. You take that away, and yourself, Otis the Gimp, and Robert Von Ludwig all ranked for things that happened in this, our year, 2017.
Well, better late than never, but, you know, as far as the untied, I'm guessing, you know, there are some sort of contractual obligations with the network, or, you know, they had something, how should I say, on QT that may be, you know, embarrassing if you didn't include them in that number one rankings. But
well,
we know
I can't
where all the skills lie.
Robert Von Ludwig, but I would not be surprised one bit if Otis the Gimp had some sort of compromising photo of QT and some sort of farm animal.
Maybe we should have a turnbuckle poll of, you know, guess which farm animal.
I'm going to submit my guess of Billy Goat.
I was going with Llama myself.
All right. Now, clearly you are now owed a fruit pie by virtue of having captured this illustrious ranking. If QT fails to provide the pie in a timely fashion, what sort of repercussions is he looking at receiving?
All I can say is, if I get stiffed on a fruit pie, there's going to be the same repercussions that him and Kevin Sullivan will have when he turned his back on me and stabbed me in the back. All I can say is, woe to thee.
Damn. Now, speaking of that, at the most recent, and to this day only, Northwest Alliance show held in Seattle, Washington, you were actually managed by Kevin Sullivan. This is something that actually literally happened. He managed you, and as is Strangler, against Tank Stewart and his tag team partner, commonly known as Mr. T, the tag team is, for reasons unknown. Now, Jackson Bourne, of course, being Tank's partner, you actually performed the Tree of Woe on Tank Stewart in the match, only for moments later, after Tank Stewart nearly crushed you for good, to be on the receiving end from said Tree of Woe from the originator himself, Kevin Sullivan. He obviously did not like the results of that match, nor did as is Strangler, who awesome bombed you, nor did Chongo, whom trapped you in an armbar.
Well, you know, it's not hard to believe that, you know, anyone wants to manage your Darth Carta. I mean, I'm one of the main men, you know, like, who wouldn't want to manage me? I'm always waiting calls from, like, you know, Jimmy Hart, Bobby Heenan, Mr. Fuji, Classy Freddie Blassie. They're still around, right? They have to be, yeah. So, but the only thing I can guess is that Kevin Sullivan was jealous because of my technical expertise at the Tree of Woe, how I intensified it, how I better fight it a millionfold of what he can do. And he just couldn't take that embarrassment.
That's a very unique perspective of it. Well, since I need to calm myself and let my blood pressure lower back to manageable levels, I am going to now pass things over to QT Voke. So, Fez, help everyone listening today.
Hello, thank you, Sign Guy. Hello, Darth.
Q, QT.
Darth, we usually start off our interviews or the second half of the show with a standard question. How did you get started in this crazy business? But usually that's the first question. Yes.
That is a good question, and it's a lot of questions everyone wants to ask Dark Kartha, but how should I say? I guess you say the blood runs through my veins. And, you know, when there are certain promotions that, you know, entice you with Hostess fruit pies, you know, you can't really resist.
Oh, okay. All right. The blood runs through your veins. Is that kind of like a goth reference, the goth kids at Denny's? Because they're kind of into typo negative, the rock group. Yes.
I'm not into the whole goth kids thing. So I don't understand it. They dress in black and cry all the time. I don't understand that at all.
Well, I think the emus cry all the time. Yes, not the goth kids.
Emus, the animals?
Emus. Yes.
It's pretty sad that for someone to make an emu cry. I don't like that at all.
Oh, okay. Now, Darth, what Sign of the Times photograph do you most like of Virginia wrestler Casey Carlisle? Is it the pouty teacher, or perhaps the Amish barn, or maybe my all-time favorite, the heart pillow? What's your favorite photograph?
Wow, that's almost like saying which Picasso do you like better, or which, you know, work of art by Ernest and Giulio Gallo. It's just hard to say. I mean, all the above.
Oh, are you like all the photos?
Who wouldn't?
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I thought you would also go for the heart pillow as being your favorite, or having the inside track. Yes.
Oh, well, you know, I have a few of those throw pillars on my bed, you know, for when Miss Carlisle, my second main squeeze, comes over.
Are there any truth to the rumors that Darth Kartha has never yelled "hot nurse needed"? Any truth to those rumors?
Have I never had to yell it?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever had to yell it because it's just always been there.
Have you ever heard of a disembodied voice yelling above the roar of the crowd at La Problemita's saying "hot nurse needed for Darth Kartha"? That's what I'm getting at.
I think I heard that a couple times when I was fading in and out of consciousness.
Oh, okay. Probably with your match with Chongo, I presume.
Well, you know, that's, you know, when you lose on a technicality, you know, you had to take the cheap way out and, you know, break my arm off. But in all fairness, it was involuntary because when he snapped my arm, you know, the bone is broken and it's just flapping there. And it was tapping the mat, so I think the referee got the wrong impression.
Oh, okay. All right. He could have at that, yes. Okay. Well, Darth, is there any truth to the rumors that George Mack is a huge fan of the Darth Kartha Cutie segment of the now-defunct Stevie Jonak's The Lounge?
That I don't know. I will say it's a very sad day that the lounge was defunct. I know that much.
Oh, it was huge.
Still holds a close place in my heart, though.
Yes, I wept at its beauty. Not at the closing, just because I knew that I would never partake of the Darth Kartha Cutie segment ever again.
Why is that?
Well, I'm not sure. Well, I mean, what we would have to do is revive the show you know, and get Stevie Jonak back on and up and running. And she has a slightly melancholy temperament. That's what I'm saying. Melancholy. Yes.
Are those in season?
Melancholy is kind of like a layer of lukewarm water that you find between a thermal hot spring and ice-cold iceberg inlets, like the Juneau Mendenhall Glacier Inlet. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a layer of thermal water between that's lukewarm. That's what Stevie Jonak's kind of melancholy. Yes. It's a thermal boundary. Thermal
right.
Kind of like in her intellect. Yes. You've got to catch her on a good day.
Can you drink melancholy water?
Maybe. You know, they come in those little squeeze bottles, which you add to regular water. There's watermelon, there's kiwi, there's strawberry, there's lime, lemon, grape. I'm sure there's melancholy, yes.
I bet it goes great with washing down pork rinds.
Oh, okay. Huge fan of
Speaking
the pork rinds, are you?
I'm a fan of pork rinds. How about there's some rumors going around. You can either verify or deny that there was you were involved with a pork rind hat.
Well, and now the pork rind hat, Darth, as you remember, someone slipped you a pork rind hat when you made your way down to the ring at La Probleneta's a couple weeks ago. Yes, someone slipped you that.
Now that I remember, you're right.
Yes.
Never got a
that
taste of it, though.
Got you right.
I was gonna try some after the match, but someone snatched it. I'm still looking for that valet.
Those pork rinds were covered in epoxy resin, too. Yes.
What good's that going to do me?
Now, is it true, Darth Carta, that you're a big fan of The Sure Thing, that movie, The Sure Thing, that appeared in 1985 and was John Cusack's first film?
Who was in that movie?
John Cusack.
John Cusack.
Yes, he was a very young John Cusack. I think he was 19 at the time.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one where he holds the Wi-Fi or the 8-track over his head?
I'm not sure. No, it wasn't that one. This one was where he went to a college in the Midwest, and he was slowly romantically getting involved with a very uptight girl. This uptight girl would take copious notes, and she was a good student at the university. But during a break, they had to make a trek across country together, and slowly she got used to his obnoxious ways and his non-caring attitude. Yes.
That kind of sounds like a rewrite of my life with Miss Jonak.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, did you ever have a time when you and Stevie Jonak were traveling along a road and you had nothing to eat except John Cusack had a bag of pork rinds and he was kind of starving and he crunched on one pork rind and the girl that was accompanying him on this journey also tried a pork rind for the first time? It was a very hilarious scene.
That's interesting.
Somehow that was a question, but I'm going to... okay, I myself am going to have to listen back to this broadcast and see what the actual question was. But yeah, I'm going to just say, look up The Sure Thing and try to find the pork rind segment.
Let me write this down. Sure Thing, pork rind, Cusack.
Yes.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
So when can I expect my fruit pie?
Whoa. Now, let me see. Now, I did mail a fruit pie to someone in Indiana before, It may have been, it could have been, was it a relative of yours? The years go by and it's blurred my memory. I remember surrounding it by foam rubber pellets.
Well, considering I'm not in Indiana, I don't know where that fruit pie is going to end up.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll just have to have a return of sender label attached to the fruit pie. Yes.
Did you send it partial post?
What's partial post?
I don't know. It's just always an option. I have no idea what it is.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure I'm going to have a tracking device. I know about those. Yes. Okay. Now, Doris,
is this a ploy?
Are there any... What's that?
I said, is this a ploy? You're going to put a tracking device inside the fruit pie so you can track Darth Cardis' movements?
Yes.
Actually, trust me, after I go through a bag of pork rinds, you don't want to track Darth Cardis' movements.
Wow. That'd be kind of like the Big Show when he was asleep backstage, WWE. And the crocodile hunter, played by Goldust, came upon him. He complained of the smell. Yes.
Both are impressive, yes.
Okay. Well, Darth, are there any Dave the Beast Barnett moments on De Lounge that stand out to you? Any that stand out in your memory? Dave the Beast Barnett moments.
From The Lounge.
Yep.
I can't think of anything from The Lounge at the moment because, you know, it's been quite a while since I listened to some recast of The Lounge. But I'm sure everyone has a Dave the Beast Barnett moment. I mean, those are almost as big, if not bigger, than Oct Harley moments.
Oh, wow, yeah. Well, I tend to agree. Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Well, Darth, are there any truth to the rumors that a wrestler on the Hoosier Pro Wrestling staff has museum-quality glass encased photos of you, Darth Carter, as a secret at a secret Shelbyville location?
Hold on, gentlemen. Hold that thought. We have someone else calling in for Darth Carter. Go right ahead, caller.
Bismillah rahman rahim. Alhamdulillah. Hus.
Diafula Dabashi.
You got it. And KQT, I got a beef to pick with you.
Everyone has a beef with QT.
QT?
Yes.
Where's my pie?
I'm starting to tremble. Yes.
Where's my pie?
Oh, wait a second. When were you ranked number one last?
I should have been ranked number one a few weeks ago.
After
faced off against Sasquatch.
Oh, I believe you came in number two. You got the number two ranking.
That's
not good
enough. I should at least get a half a pie then.
I think there was a time where we were giving out half a pie for a number two ranking.
Oh, okay.
You're right. Half a pie.
Wait a
second,
Debashi. For ranked wrestlers never getting fruit pies? I mean, has there any better wrestler that's been verified to actually receive the fruit pie?
I received one.
Well, I think I always deliver. That's no problem. Yes.
So, sign guy, so what's the deal? You're blowing up my phone to call in. So, what's cracking? Is there an emergency or what?
Well, you might think so because the number one ranked guy, the guy that's going to get your fruit pie, your longtime buddy pal, Darth Carter, is on the show today. Do you got a beef with Darth Carter getting your pie?
Yes. Anyone that messes with my cherry pie, I got an issue with.
Well, you don't got to worry about that because I go with Pomegranate, the supreme of the Hostess fruit pies.
من أرض مرضى زبك في جفش يا حمار يا الله وأخبر يا دفق شو حمار حتى تنور حتى تنحر هالسنة خنوري حياتي رغم اللي يحتاج يا أخوة صكة.
I'm going to let Darth handle that one.
I think, you know what, let's just cut the chase. We got to have a fruit pie on a pole match, me versus Darth Carter. You know, I start whipping up the fireball lately, and I got Chef right in his eye to win the big hardcore match in Seaback, Washington. I know Sign Guy be dabbling with a fireball. Darth Carter, you know, it doesn't matter. I got the spirit of the original Sheik flowing in my blood, and when Abdullah told me, go ahead, flip that switch, I did. So I got a flame to throw with a lot of people in the Pacific Northern. Matter of fact, people in Tennessee, there's going to be a big announcement. I'm coming after you down there, too.
Well, you know, if you want to go after, you know, a fruit pie on a pole match, but by all means, if you wanted to try and enhance your resume, as you say, just to, you know, say you're in the ring with greatness, but then by all means, you know, sign the match. But no one stands between DK and this fruit pie.
Okay, we'll see. You know, I'm doing that keto diet. I don't mess with carbs or sugars, but you know what? This is one time I wouldn't mind my body to leave out of ketosis to eat a cherry pie in front of your face, in front of QT's face. You know, Sun Guy, I got a little bit of respect for him because he knocked me for a loop the other day. That's why Sasquatch got the best of me. But I'm down. I'm down for eating public cherry pie eating, public at display.
Wait.
Allah,
are you the same
Allah.
Person that parted Sign Guidance hair with a beer bottle?
Yes, I am.
That was pretty classic. I had to give you props there.
Well, you know what? I'm starting to like Doc Carter a little better because he's speaking sense. Sorry, Sign Guy.
I don't mind hitting
instead
you
of,
with another can if that's helped.
Instead of a fruit pie on a pole match, maybe me and Doc Carter has to team up against Sign Guy and QT.
Woo! I've beaten Darth Carter in tag team matches before. I don't mind doing it again.
Well, yeah, okay. We'll see. We're going to see.
Only because you beat me, it would be because of your tag team partner, not in one-on-one competition. Not saying this would be a one-on-one competition, but, you know, I don't think QT's the type of person that's going to save you this time.
I have a big issue. Yeah, QT... You know, I don't know where you come up with your questions, but I'm still sore about the fruit pie. We definitely got to sign a match. Definitely. Darth Carter against, I don't know, it depends. If Darth Carter's down with me, I'm cool. I can handle tag team with Sign. I really don't care. I'm just like kind of a loose cannon right now. I just want my cherry pie. But I don't like hair on it either.
No hair, okay.
Now, if this is going to be a fruit pie on a pole match, someone has got to sign Ivan Putski for this.
Why is that?
What better pole to hang the fruit pie upon?
On what pole?
Ivan Putski.
Does Ivan Putski produce poles?
Well, he's Polish.
Oh, okay.
If you want to talk like that, why don't you get the Big Lebowski or whatever, Val Venus?
Is he Polish?
Of his pole.
I'm sure he has a pole.
Well, you can get whoever you want. I'm going to easily win that anyway.
Sign Guy, please don't rehash our feud again. I thought we were cool.
Well, and then you started wanting to hang out with your buddy pal there, Darth Carter.
Well, because he gave me a compliment. How can I hate a guy that gives me a compliment? He said he liked how I scarred your forehead. You know, I might have to put DK on your forehead now. Or D-I-C-K, whatever comes first.
I'm not going to touch that one. Darth Carter can have it.
Well, you know, just let me know whoever, you know, I'm down with this match anytime, anywhere. I'll be on the first jet to said location.
Do you guys remember that group, the Jets?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dabashi, how is Darth Carter going to be able to tag you into the match since Chongo snapped his arm like a dry twig?
I still have one left.
You still have one left.
Know.
Chongo who?
Chongo, former UFC competitor, Kevin Sullivan's newest protege here in the Northwest.
Who's Chongo?
He is Kevin Sullivan's newest protege. He found him in the UFC, brought him here to the Northwest, and put him into the world of professional wrestling. You should stay current, Dabashi. It wouldn't hurt you.
Chongo, who? I know who Kevin Sullivan is. I know who DK is. I know who Sign Guy. I know who QT is, but Chongo, who?
He's Chongo.
Chongo Congo from TNA or Global Force?
No, not Chongo Kong, my gear maker. Chongo.
Mondo McMichael?
No. No.
Papa Chongo. Papa Chongo.
I don't know who this Chongo is, but I think it was a fluke. If he really broke his arm. How do you know? How do you know it wasn't a work and his arm snapped and it was just a work? It's a ploy to get back on. What was that guy's name in Congo or Pongo or whatever?
Chongo.
It may have been.
And I don't know. I wasn't there. I missed the show. I was late, so I didn't actually see it. But
hey, it wasn't a work from him on Slongo.
I'm just going based on what all the people in the locker room told me once I did arrive to the venue. They said it sounded like a gunshot. His arm snapped so bad.
And you believe it?
If it's told in a locker room, it's got to be true.
I thought it had to be said 5 times by the boys for it to be true.
It's a really small locker room.
What are you talking about, the butcher place?
I didn't see the butcher there.
I'm talking about in the warehouse or the, I don't know, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, the Sasquatch Pro Arena.
No. Matter of fact, Sasquatch Pro has nothing to do with SCW, and that was a one and done. And we're going to have a big announcement. Sasquatch Pro is going to have one in exactly 2 weeks from now.
Is Darth Carter on it?
I don't know who's on it, but Sasquatch is going to be feeling something.
Darth Carter, are you going to be there in 2 weeks wherever Sasquatch Pro may run?
No, I didn't say we're going to run. They're going to run in 2 weeks. I said there's going to be an announcement.
Will Darth Carter be at
guy.
The press conference?
A what? I guess you want to say it's going to be a press conference. You might as well say that.
I will. Darth Carter, are you going to be at the press conference?
I might be listening in, yes.
Is this going to have to do with that fruit pie on a pole match? Anybody? Anybody listening?
I'll supply the fruit pie, yes.
All right. There you go. QT will supply the fruit pie. Darth Carter, are you prepared to fight Diafulo the Butcher Dabashi for a fruit pie that's apparently being held by Ivan Putski?
I thought me and
Sam
was going to
tie
up
my phone, my
against
phone
you and QT.
I don't know. It sounds like maybe this Sasquatch Pro thing might be a huge announcement, and what's huger than a fruit pie on a pole match between Dabashi and Darth Carter?
Now,
I think it's
going to
be Dabashi and Darth Carter teaming
now.
Up.
First of all,
against
we're
QT and Sangha.
And then Sangha, you say we're going to face each other. what kind of monkey operation you're running now. Is QT booking this podcast or something?
That's the only way Darth Carter would be on here.
Well, then I'll give Darth Carter a little bit of respect. I'll give QT a little respect for booking Darth Carter. But how'd you get this gig, Sign Guy?
I'm just along for the ride if Darth Carter's here. I have nothing to do with him, except when I'm punching him in the face repeatedly.
Shouldn't you be
more involved in the episode involving, you know, either DiBiase or myself, since the ratings go through the roof?
We have yet to encounter that. Now, Darth Carter, let me ask you this. Now, DiBiase's had a lot of blows to the head, so he may not recall this, but I remember vividly. A few years back, you were at SCW when they were at Paulsboro, Washington, and you had a run-in with DiBiase. He carried you off into the locker room after he'd knocked you out. And now you want to team up with him? You can trust DiBiase?
I don't think that's true, because I don't remember that.
Well, you have a very bad memory. I remember it vividly.
Well, I think you're lying, Sign Guy.
Well, hundreds of people
Prove it.
Saw it.
I want to see video.
Well, even if it
there might be video, I don't know. Possibly.
I don't.
Darth Carter, do you have like video footage of this?
I don't even recall the match, but what is it
they
say?
What?
You know,
even
the
if
enemy
it wasn't
my
true.
Enemy is my friend.
You know, even though if it wasn't true, and maybe I get it because it was a fake Darth Carter under the mask.
This has been known to happen.
Maybe I thought it was you, Sign Guy. That's why I hit the guy in the mask.
Are you that dense you thought I would have anything whatsoever to do with that idiot Darth Carter? You're that dense.
Well, obviously you had an off night that night, so I thought maybe it was you. So I was like, I hate Sign Guy at the time. So I took you out. And if it was you, Darth Carter, if I did it, I humbly apologize, but I don't think it really happened.
I might have to file a lawsuit against Sign Guy for gimmick infringement.
I guess so, too. Last time I saw Sign Guy, he was trying to sniff Valet's Habibi's panties. They came up missing.
Mm-hmm. They came up missing. I bet they're on Darth Carter's person at this very moment.
I don't think so, because he wasn't at the event, and you were. And you hit me with whatever you hit me with.
I thought you needed some pineapple juice to cool down.
Well, pineapple's good for anti-inflammatories, by the way.
Yes.
Darth Carter, do you have a response for this pineapple theory?
It is a theory, yes.
Well, DiBiase, I know you're a busy man and you got a lot going on, and you got this press conference to announce the fruit pie and a pole match, apparently, that's coming to Sasquatch Pro. Anything you need to say in closing?
Well, I don't know who my opponent is, but I'll be making... Oh, shoot, I don't know if I should say it now, but there's going to be a big anniversary show someplace south of the Mississippi, and I'm going to be part of it. I don't know if I'm going to supposed to say anything yet or what, but that'll be another announcement probably next week. Matter of fact, I'll probably try to come on the show if there's a room and announce it, but that's about it. Just you might want to keep Sign Guy on my last podcast, DiBiase Radio Takedown. Thank you for coming on there. Go to DiBiase Radio Takedown Network.com. I might have to have QT and Dark Card on one of my recent future episodes.
Oh, that'd
and,
be huge.
Yes. And I guess that's about it. And I hope Chef's eye is doing better because I want to burn his other eye. And a shout
well,
out to the melting pot.
Have you ever thought of making one of your announcements from the totem pole on Mount Tahoma High School underneath the totem pole?
Well, last time I was at the totem pole, I had cracked a child molester's head with a 40 over there, if you remember that.
Oh, okay. I mean, no, I don't quite remember that.
Oh, okay. Well, I shouldn't say he was a child molester, but he was a... What do you call
was
it? He was convicted of... Huh?
Was he a politician?
No. Well, I won't go into details, but I cracked someone over the head with a 40-ounce. That's before I knew he was a sexual predator, and I'm glad I did it, and he's no longer around.
Oh, okay.
And if you get one, and if you want to know who it is, I guess you could go back to Dayfala Dabashi's YouTube channel and probably go way back, maybe about 5 years, and he'll be the only guy I cracked in the head under the Mount Tahoma totem pole.
Wow. All right. Boy. Well, here's a question, Diapole. Did you ever see the movie The Sure Thing with John Cusack?
No, I haven't.
Oh, all right. That took place in 1985, and it was one of John Cusack's first movies. First movies, yes.
Awesome. Oh, I want to give a shout out. I don't want to take any more of you guys' valuable time. But me and my son went to see the Planet of the Apes movies, and that was probably all the other remakes sucked. I never thought they were as good as the original, but this one that we saw, I thought was just as good as the original. Much props to it.
Wow.
Yep.
All right.
And I learned a
couple
moves.
Well, Carter, do you have anything to say to your buddy pal, Dabashi, as he departs, goes to his book of faces, and watches the video I posted for him so he can see why he denied happened there on video?
Well,
okay.
Like he said, I mean, if he was under my mask, you know, that doesn't really count.
Yep.
Guarantee I would never do that, ever.
But I'm going to have to exit here pretty shortly, too, as me and Miss Stevie have some business to take care of.
Well, can I ask Darth one last question before he goes?
Sure.
Well, Darth, to my knowledge, you have never been in a Sign of the Times, but I'm going to assume...
Whoa, let me stop you there. He has.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay.
Yes, I remember that vividly. It was one of the worst experiences of my whole life.
But the most watched episode, I might add.
Oh, okay.
A rather large, stomping individual come after you in that episode. Whatever happened with that?
What, you mean that giant big ape? He gets all jealous because, you know, at the time, you know, I was involved with, I can't even remember her name now, but, well, you know.
Yeah, that's the one that, you know, flew the broad halfway across the country so that she may win him and the title.
And then he sneak attacked me during an interview, you know. What a swell guy.
Was that episode 120, the Stompin' Samuel Server edition?
No. It was episode 53, the HPW 14th Gear edition.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Sign Guy, I'm watching it right now. This ain't Dark Cardian under the mask.
then whom would it be? Whom would lower themselves that far and have that low opinion of themselves that they would actually dress as Darth Carter?
I don't know, but I'm impressed how I picked them up. Okay.
Might have been budget deficit.
Could be.
It wasn't Darth Carter, man. That had to have been an imposter.
I don't know where you would find a Darth Carter imposter. Not even
did,
here in the Pacific Northwest at our lowest time.
All I got to say is you're at an Indian reservation over there. Anything's possible being counterfeit.
Possibly. Now, Darth Carter, I have a question for you. Now, you've popped up on the occasional Battle Royal. You were in the Kevin Sullivan Respect Battle Royal at one point. And then last year, when Casey Carlisle was in town, you popped into another Battle Royal. You seem to have some really frisky feelings going on for one Phantasma X in that Battle Royal. What was the situation there?
For who?
Phantasma X. It looked like there were some, you know, questionable moves applied.
I don't know. I mean, that could be another, you know, Mr. Mysterioso under the mask trying to pose as Darth Carter, because I don't need to put any moves on anyone else, and I already have two squeezes.
All right. I still have no earthly idea why anyone would lower themselves to that. But, you know, speaking of people in dresses, one of the signs of the wrestling apocalypse, of course, was the night you co-held the NWA Pacific Northwest Tag Team title with Gregor Petrov, who at the time was wearing a dress.
Oh, I remember that.
Hey, guys, I got a jam. I got to take this call. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Is it Darth Carter?
From Tennessee.
From Tennessee? I didn't know Darth Carter was in Tennessee.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you, Dipola.
I have Fulu DeBosci, everyone.
Hey.
Looking forward to that.
Well, what about it, Darth Carter? Was, you know, what was going on with you and Gregor Petrov?
I don't know in that match. You know, he drops the ball, we lose, and then he wants to take it out on me.
Now, it looked like you were getting a little bit rambunctious there with your own tag team partner during the course of that match. There are some questionable things happening on that supposed family show.
Such as?
There is, you know, some very questionable conduct after Gregor Petrov accidentally splashed you in the corner.
Was that an accident?
I can't confirm or deny I'm not Gregor Petrov.
Well, there you go. I mean, I can't help what my body does after I've been by some, you know, behemoth in a dress. But like I said, it was no, I mean, he snapped. No wonder he lost the match. He attacks his own tag team partner.
Everyone
you
has
seem
their
to
price.
Get a lot.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they get, I don't know what to tell you. They drop the ball. They get all upset. They lose their minds, and then they want to take it out on me.
All right. Well, really quick, like, we have Bring On the Choice, Bring On the Funk. I think you have done this before. I will throw out a series of two options. The one that Darth Carter most prefers is the answer. Are you prepared for a round of Bring On the Choice, Bring On the Funk?
Is this Terry or Jimmy Jack?
Well, actually, Jimmy Jack Funk Jr. is our guest on Sunday during Gouge Month.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, bring on the questions.
DDT or Brainbuster?
Depends who's performing the maneuver.
Let's say it's Coco Beware.
Against two.
Jimmy Jack's Funk.
I have to go with Coco.
Hey, no, man, make it Jimmy Wang Yang.
I don't know. He didn't even give one of the two choices. Let's try this again.
Oh, okay.
Choke or eye gouge?
Ooh, eye gouge.
Okay, I'll be
gone. Earl Hebner or Dave Hebner?
What's that?
Earl Hebner or Dave Hebner?
Good question. They're almost one and the same. I'd have to ask, I would say whoever Hulk Hogan prefers.
Cosmo or Wall Street Journal?
Cosmo if it's Kramer.
Walk or run?
Walk.
Jazz or heavy metal?
Are we talking classic jazz, modern jazz?
Smooth. We're going to say modern.
Modern. Oh, heavy metal. I only listen to the old stuff. All this new funkified electronic jazz crap.
Armbar or wrist lock?
Armbar.
Brian Pillman or Brian Danielson?
Ooh. It all depends on wrestling ability or personality.
Combination.
Yeah, there. I might have to go with Pillman.
The last one, singlet or trunk?
The trunks.
All right. QT, do you have any more questions for the man facing Dabashi in a pie on a pole match, apparently?
Yes.
Apparently, you misunderstood what was said. It's going to be me and Dabashi against you and QT in a tag match.
Oh. I distinctly heard him prior to that say he was challenging you to a pie and a pole match because he wanted your coveted fruit pie, which you apparently are due from QT.
We're both due Q pies. But yes,
the boss wasn't even number one.
Well, I think he may have been number two. I've got to check on that. Yes.
Speaking of number two, I'm percolating here.
Oh, okay.
Anything else, QT?
No. That's fine. I'll let him go. Yes.
All right. Well, I will throw this out. Since QT has not released this week's top 9 7/8 wrestler rankings as of yet, can he put them on the page of Darth Carda later today, say around 6:15 p.m. Pacific time?
If you're asking me, yeah, he has my permission.
Oh, okay.
Why was that?
Oh, well, doesn't Darth Carter want to wait for tomorrow's wrestling results? I mean,
no, because that's for next week.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Darth Carter can't do this.
Yeah, go ahead and post them, and the next time, you know, when your show's like borderline being canceled, you can reach out to me again for a spike in ratings.
Oh, okay.
All right, QT, there you go. 6:15, you need to put out those top 9 and 7 8s on Darth Carter's Book of Faces, apparently.
Wow, this is going to be rough. Okay.
Well, anything in closing you want to plug or promote, Darth Carter, besides, you know, whichever hospital set your arm for you?
Well, you know, that's all I'm going to promote is the tag team of me and DiBiase against you and QT in a fruit pie on a pole match. And I'll bid you all adieu, and you can go ahead and hit my music as I head on out of here, because you're contractually obligated.
That we are. Fans, will be back with you Sunday with Jimmy Jack Funk Jr. for Gouge Month. You can catch myself and Dimitri tomorrow night in Seattle for CPW. Maybe Darth Carter will be at SCW in Burlington. I don't know what that idiot does. And we'll take a moment to wish a happy 64th birthday to Hulk Hogan today. Happy birthday to the Hulkster.
Happy birthday, Hulk.
Happy birthday, brother.